KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Welcome into ABQ Connect. Jim Williams with you this afternoon. Our good friend Steve Ryman, who you'd normally hear at this time, is on vacation. Tayshawn at the controls, driving us, bringing us on and off the air. So thanks, Tayshawn, for being here. David and Carol Beth Stewart, they're sponsors of ABQ Connect and KLYT. We appreciate you guys. They're with Black Bear Medicare. So blackbearmedicare.com is their website. They're helping people. You've got a 67-year-old host that has been through signing up for Medicare and all of that kind of stuff. But David and Carol Beth, I will tell you, I don't know that even after having been on this Medicare program for a couple of years, I understand very little about all of the options that are available. So we're going to talk about that today.
That'd be great.
You have some things you have to disclaim before we start, right?
That is correct. We do not work for Medicare. Mm-hmm. And we do not represent every plan or option that might be available to you, although we will do our best to be honest about what is available.
But you do represent most of the companies.
We do. That's correct.
That provide like Advantage plans and stuff like that. And we're going to tell everybody what all that stuff is.
That's right.
We're also careful because our listeners know we're a non-commercial nonprofit station. I need to qualify that too, just like a church or anything else. Nonprofits have to make more money than they spend. So we really do appreciate Black Bear Medicare's sponsorship of our programs. And people that are listening, they hear you. They know your phone number, which is 505-363-9191. So let's dive in right now and talk about what a licensed independent broker Medicare advisor is.
Sure.
Carol
so
Beth.
I'll get started. So basically, being local is important because we're here in New Mexico. We know the plans that are available to people who live here. And we're also available to meet one-on-one. So when we work with our clients, we don't just talk to them over the phone and they never hear from us again. They can come in and chat. We love to talk to our clients throughout the year. We love to meet them, get to know them, have a relationship with them. So that is the advantage of being local. Being an independent broker means that we do not just work for one Medicare plan company. We are contracted with all the major companies here in New Mexico. So when we meet with people, we are not trying to just steer them towards one plan or one company or even one type of plan. We really have the best interest for our clients and the people that we work with in mind. And so we like to listen, find out what their needs are, find out what they're interested in, and then we can help them know what's available to them.
And we should say that you do not charge people for your services. Fees that go to you are actually paid by the plan providers.
That is correct. We do not charge, so our consultations are of no charge. When someone chooses to enroll into a plan through us, then we become their agent of record. And what that means is the company that offers the plan that an individual chooses, that company then pays us a fee. But that fee never trickles down to the client. And we become an advocate for our client.
So can I say that when I was approaching Medicare age, I had more mail from more companies. First of all, how did they know I was coming close to Medicare age?
Isn't it crazy?
I don't even know how they know that. I don't know if it's from your credit report or what, but somehow they know it. And I can't tell you how many things I got in the mail. And it's absolutely nuts. So you guys do a couple different things. You host educational seminars. Talk to us about that a little bit.
Sure. One of our ways that we get out in front of this for everyone is having an educational seminar, which is kind of we call them 101s because it's probably most people's introduction. So a Medicare 101. And
that would be for college students that went to class and would know what that means. I'm just teasing.
And so in any case, I'm passionate about this in the sense that everyone needs to learn the language. Medicare has its own language, and it impacts you. Yes. And by the way, I'm not just talking about people that are on Medicare or people that are 65 and older. I think people's in their 40s and 50s need to know, because it's, if they're not already, they probably will be involved in their parents' health care. Right?
Boy, that is important. I actually can raise my hand and say it was a learning curve for me, because both of my parents have passed away in the last 4 years, and I was their primary caregiver, and I didn't know a lot of this, you know, including things like hospice.
Right.
And hospice really was amazing. That was a big benefit to both of my parents, basically having all their medical needs met at home.
Right.
That was really a big relief to them, because they weren't real mobile at the end of their lives. And I felt like the quality of care was very good. Very good.
Well, and if it's not, Medicare has levers to pull, you know, to appeal things. Those are things we help our existing clients do, appeal things. And if and when they should change plans, we come alongside people. So it's not just, you know, signing them up for the first time. We really like and want them to be educated, so they know if they get something from their carrier that says you've been denied, or this is going to cost you so much money, or whatever, that they can respond to that accurately and appropriately.
So I'm listening to what you say, and I'm just going to give an example. Obviously, you're representing most of the companies in the market. So the advantage to being an independent broker, of which there are several, you guys are providing services. You're essentially providing your services free of charge. But when you broker to a certain provider, they pay you a fee. But those providers sometimes are offering their services directly to consumers. I just mentioned to you that I was inundated with mail. When I was taking care of my parents. That was a great point, because I never thought about that, but that was really aggravating, frankly, because the brochures and stuff they send you don't really tell you anything. So, Carol Beth, let me ask you this way. The difference between being a licensed independent broker is that you can kind of tell people every option that you know of and representing most companies, but compare that to what one single company, what information will they give you if you choose to go directly?
That's a great question. So if they choose to go directly with a health insurance company, they're only going to hear about the plans that that company offers, which is fine, but they aren't able to compare that to all the plans that may be available to them. So when we meet with people, we ask questions such as, who are your providers? Who is your dentist? What's most important to you this year in your health care? What prescriptions do you take? And we take that information and we are able to look at the plans that are available to them in their zip code and hopefully match them with one that would best meet their needs with their providers and prescriptions and what they want to receive in their health care. Sometimes they're very cost conscious about co-pays. Sometimes they want the broadest network. They want to be able to maybe go out of state, or others, you know, really want a great dental option. So we just listen, ask questions, and then we offer them things that are available that might meet those needs.
I love that. David and Carol Beth Stewart are with Black Bear Medicare. They are licensed independent brokers. They're sponsors of programming here on KLYT. As you're listening, you probably hear our thank you spots and a little ministry you do, David, in those spots. They're encouraging to people.
Well, good. Yeah, we care a lot about KLYT. I want to say K-Lite, but yeah. KLYT. When I was a young
By the
man,
way, I grew up with K-Lite, so I still call it K-Lite all the time. And the powers that be, you know, that's not our branding, man. No, it's always going to be K-Lite, but I kind of have to say KLYT, right?
So when I was a young man, I was one of the young people that worked at K-Lite and Peter Benson. And
yeah, you went through the Christian Broadcasting Academy. Good stuff.
All that good stuff. So I have a heart for K-Lite, so it's a perfect connection for us.
Yeah, yeah. Those days were really great. I mean, we are attracting, like I mentioned, Tayshaun. We have some young people that are behind the board and behind the scenes, learning all the production and all of that. And filling this seat down the road as they learn things. I don't actually think it's nobody ever had to teach me how to talk. Now, whether I should talk as much as I do, that's a debatable thing. Hey, talk to us about when should you start planning? And I guess there's a few questions that kind of blend together. So, for example, let's say that you are 62. And I think you become eligible for Social Security at that point. But a lot of people at 62 are still working. So that most of the time they're going to have an employer-provided medical insurance. Well, will you advise them whether they should go on Medicare, whether, you know, maybe it's not the best time to go on Social Security because you're not – I waited till I was 67 and 8 months, which was – I don't know what's the word for that. Full retirement age. And so I could receive Social Security, but I could continue to work with no limits to my income. My own experience is I found Medicare to be a much more affordable medical plan with a lot more coverages than my employer was providing. And so it's pretty neat insurance. Has that been your experience?
Yes. There are so many options available and some really great products. So to answer your question about when people should start thinking about Medicare, there are two main enrollment periods to enroll in Original Medicare. And that's the first step is enrolling in Original Medicare, which is with the federal program through CMS, Part A and Part B. So those are That's the first step, and then the second step is enrolling in a Medicare plan. So for the first step, the two main enrollment periods are the 7 months around your 65th birthday. That's okay. Your first opportunity.
Okay.
The 3 months before your birthday month, and then the 3 months after. The second enrollment period would be...
Can I emphasize why you want it done? If you don't enroll 3 months before your birth date, you're not getting it on your birth date.
Exactly. That's why they give you that head start so that it can be all ready to start the first of your birthday month. Now, you won't be penalized if you enroll in your birthday month or the 3 months after your birthday month. It just won't, your insurance won't start until the first of the following month.
Can I ask you a husband-wife question?
Sure.
So I've just met you. I've known your husband for 5 or 6 months, maybe longer.
A little longer.
But do you organize this guy, or is he organized too?
We really compliment each other. I'll say that.
What a diplomatic answer!
Great answer.
She's smart. By the way, I disclaim, I will not be responsible for anyone having to sleep on the couch after this interview.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So 65th birthday, you want to try to look into Medicare. Is that Social Security?
So
overall?
Social Security is the government entity that processes the enrollment into Medicare.
Okay.
But you do not have to be taking Social Security payments to enroll in Medicare.
Oh.
So they're actually separate. It's just that Social Security is the organization that processes the enrollment.
Okay, now see, I didn't know this. You could then at 65 enroll in Medicare, you would help them compare it to say their current health plan with an employer?
That's right.
If they're still employed.
Sure.
Right.
But then they don't have to be employed if they've retired to be on Medicare. So there's two options there. And they can do that, you said, twice a year?
So around
just around the birthday.
When you initially enroll.
Okay.
And so if a person, when they turn 65, if they're already taking Social Security payments, then they will automatically be enrolled in Medicare.
Gotcha.
If they're not taking Social Security, then you have to initiate enrolling in original Medicare. If a person wants to postpone taking Social Security payments after age 65, they can do that and still be enrolled in Medicare.
I love that. When we come back, could we talk about, you mentioned parts A and B. Could we talk a little bit about the four parts?
That'd be
fine. Medicare, would that be okay? We're with David and Carol Beth Stewart. They're with Black Bear Medicare. They are independent brokers, medical advisors. Their website is blackbearmedicare.com. Their phone number is 505-363-9191. We'll be back right after these messages.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
We are with David and Carol Beth Stewart. They're with Black Bear Medicare. They're independent brokers, Medicare advisors. They're sponsors on KLYT. I know I'm thanking you and thanking you and thanking you. One of the things that I like about our listeners is we're either talking with businesses that have a ministry service focus. You guys obviously do. You're helping us without really, you know, being treated like an advertiser. So we hope people listen. We hope that results in some blessing for you as well. But we can't thank you enough. It's just amazing that you sponsor the programming here at KLYT. And I've said before, a lot of people, we have a lot of charities that are on the air with us, and they're doing great work. But all nonprofits have to make more money than they spend. Just like your local church. So when you're giving and you're tithing and all of those different things, people have to be really responsible and really use those funds the way they're supposed to be used. So I think people listen here because they're always interested in, yeah, what are these people doing? And what are these people doing? And then they kind of hear from the Lord, yeah, that's something I want to be part of. So thank you guys. And if you want to be part of sponsoring, we'd love to have you. We want people to have this information about Medicare, too. And Carol Beth, you started explaining to us that when somebody's 65, they could look at getting involved with Medicare, not necessarily taking Social Security, which I didn't know. I thought you kind of had to do both. Talk to us a little bit more because there's some other details you wanted to cover.
Right. So the first time someone would initially enroll in original Medicare Part A and B would be around their 65th birthday, that the 7 months. But often people at 65 are still working. And if they are covered by a group plan through their employer, they might have the ability to postpone enrolling in original Medicare. And their spouse too, if their spouse is covered under that same plan. So that is something that we talk to people about. There are a few details that they need to check. But if they are working past 65, they can postpone enrolling. And then 3 months before they're going off that group insurance or retiring would be when they would enroll in original Medicare.
I just thought of this question. It's not on our list. But if you're 60 years old, you don't have to be taking notes frantically right now about all the things you need to ask Carol Beth and David, because you're going to walk them through that.
Right. That's what we do, is help people kind of bring down the anxiety level, help people know, okay, here are your steps. Here's the timing for those steps. And we're going to help you with what's available.
And I know you do individual appointments, but you also have these seminars. Do you allow people to ask questions, obviously? Are there differences enough that, like, for example, I've got a good friend, he's still working. He just recently went on Part A, but he's still getting his employer's medical insurance. So why would he do that?
Well, he might do that because his that's what he's comfortable with.
Yeah.
Not knowing.
So there's no, I will say what I.
Part B. You can delay part B until you retire.
Well, I was under my employer's insurance, even though it was provided as a group plan. I was having to pay about $350 a month. Now on Medicare, it's only $185. And actually more robust coverages.
So this is what I'd like everyone to think about.
Okay.
Cost, coverage, and care. And so cost is the first one. Just because you can be doesn't mean you should be. So you can be on your employer's plan till you retire. And if you don't want to think about it, you know, go ahead and do that. But it may not be the least expensive. That's cost. That's why every year it makes sense to consider what your healthcare costs are and which plan is most appropriate for you, because of your changing healthcare needs as you get older, right? Mm-hmm. But your coverage, you know, the parts of your plan, you may be on an employer plan that has a high deductible. You know, it doesn't kick in until a certain point, or it may not cover certain things that you need and you care about. Maybe there's no dental component or what have you. So you need to be able to knowledgeably address those issues. And so sometimes we kind of do this, you know, the forensic science of comparing, you know, what you could have to what you do have. And at least you walk away smarter, right?
I love that.
So cost, and then the coverage, the parts of your insurance that you have. And then the care, you know, your doctors that you can see, what hospitals you can go to, what about if you travel, what if you have a second home, what if you're always on the road seeing grandkids, all these things matter. And our job is to synthesize this big, you know, thing we think of as healthcare insurance down to two or three good choices for you. For an individual, because everyone's healthcare needs are different. So as Carol Beth was mentioning, when we interview you to talk about the meds you're on, the doctors, and where you get your services, then we're going to say, okay, well, that eliminates that carrier or this carrier. And so at the end of the day, we're going to say, look, we think, you know, maybe your employer is one you consider, or maybe one of these. You still get to decide. You're driving the car. And we just want, you know, to get it down to a place where you feel you can make an educated decision.
And again, share with our listeners one more time, what do they pay you to provide all this good service?
One of the reasons we love what we do is we don't charge anybody anything. So we spend a lot of time with people in the education space, whether it's an education seminar, which we have throughout the year, or whether it's a one-on-one, you know, individual, and they may walk away and say, oh, okay, well, I'm happy where I'm at. I'll call you when I retire. Or, you know, I'm happy with the plan I'm on. Thanks for showing me the rest of my options. And that's just part of it. But we get paid for signing people up.
Yeah.
We get paid for signing people up and then maintaining contact with them and their considerations that they make, if they're going to be moving, if their healthcare has changed, and we're their advocates. I love being their advocate with their plan if they reach a brick wall in some area of their healthcare.
All of these companies that you're representing that are part of Medicare and Advantage plans and other kinds of things, and maybe just really quickly, we only have a couple of minutes, but could you talk to us about Part A, Part B, C, and D, what those terms actually mean?
So with Original Medicare, and again, that's the federal healthcare plan, there are Parts A and B. A is covers hospital benefits. B covers medical benefits. Then in addition to that, there's Part D, which is the prescription drug plans.
Gotcha.
So someone has to have Original Medicare Part A and B to consider a plan, a Medicare plan. And that's what David and I do, is help people choose a plan. And there are major kinds of plans. And so two main categories of plans are the supplement plan. It also has another name called Medigap. And then there are the Part C plans, which are also called Advantage plans. And those are just two broad categories. which are different ways to receive your Medicare benefits, and the way you pay for those benefits is a little bit different. So we help people know what those two categories mean and which one they think would be better for them. There are also the Part D plans, which are the prescription drug portion, which may be a standalone or they may be included in an Advantage plan.
Yeah, and there are so many options. It's really hard to keep track. David and Carol Beth, we are out of time. We have Feed New Mexico Kids coming in to talk to us from 1:30 to 2.
Great.
A neat ministry. And, you know, we couldn't talk to Feed New Mexico Kids without the help you guys afford us by your sponsorship. So, again, thank you. If you're interested in learning about Medicare, go to blackbearmedicare.com or call David or Carol Beth at 505-363-9191. Thank you guys for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pleasure to be here.
We'll be back on ABQ Connect with Feed New Mexico Kids right after these messages.